You are the fire, we are the temple, you are the voice, we are the soul. You are our God, we are your people, you are the light, we stand in awe.
Thank you for sharing, everybody. The Lord bless you so much. We will be going deep right now into the word of the Lord so that we can end exactly on time. We cut it very, very short, then we move on. My God. The Lord bless each and everyone for sharing. Thank you so much. My God. My God. This teaching, glory to Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you that you have counted us worthy to be among the living and to carry on with the task that heavens has ordained us. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me see your comment if you are here. The Lord bless each and every person. The Lord bless each and every person. So give me feedback on my voice and the sound. If it is okay, you give me feedback on the sound and my voice. Alright? Thank you so much. I see a lot of people around. I'm seeing Anama, Authentic, Benjamin, Abby, Adia Pena, Brian just entered, Ajua, Heaven to Earth, John, how are you, sir? Eugenia, Precious, Ekia, Madam, you are welcome. Golden Flower, Brian, Olivet, Reina, Mina, the Lord bless you, dear. God bless each and every person for. Let's go straight. Kings and Queens is our new series. Kings and Queens is our new series for this moment. Hallelujah. We must understand that this month is a month of strategic positioning. Hallelujah. We want to position ourselves strategically for the move of God. Hallelujah. So we are strategically positioning ourselves. So if you strategically position yourself, if you need an advancement, then you have an advancement. If you need an elevation, you get an elevation. If you need a glory, you get glory. Everything that you need this month, as we are strategically positioning ourselves, I pray in the name of our Lord Jesus that you would be able to be among those that heavens will strategically position them for an elevation, advancement, glory in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah. Kings and Queens. Trust me, you love it. Kings and Queens. Today, we will just do an introduction, and subsequent days, we will start to hit the ball rolling. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. My God. You know, life itself is a mystery. Life is a mystery. Only very few people can unfold the mystery of life. Trust me. Very, very few people demystify the mystery called life. Only very few people demystify the mystery of life. Hallelujah. There are strategies of life. There are strategies of life. And if you neglect these strategies, you would often use your strengths because you neglected the strategies of life. If you don't know this side of life, if you don't know this side of life, as in the strategic nature of life, you would always choose to use your strength. But you must understand that there is strategies. Eh? You should embrace strategies over strength. Yes. You should embrace strategies over strength. There are people that have embraced labor and they have embraced strength so much that they miss out life and they can't rise to the zenith and the apex of everything in this life. They are stuck at their place and they are stuck in the thing that they are doing, that they think that strength, and the Bible says, but for strength shall no man prevail. So you cannot use your strength on this cosmic life that we live in. Hallelujah. You must know the strategies of life. As a matter of fact, when we are drawing the cosmic life that we live in, we did not consider Christians. They did not seek the opinions of Christians. The world system is drawn in such a way that it will kick Christians out. The moment you say, I'm a Christian, you must understand that you've chosen a path, and you've chosen a terrain, and you've chosen a side that there are a lot of forces that works against you. Not spiritual forces, but physically. There are a lot of things that will go against you because you chose to be a Christian. And this is a fact of life. This is a fact of life. This is a fact of life. Kings and queens. Life works for those who have seen the secrets and apply them. More of the mind, less of the muscles. Life will always and has always worked for those who have seen the secrets of life and apply them. More of the mind, less of the muscles. More of the mind, less of the muscles. The more you understand the principles, and the more you understand life, and the more you have the codes of life, you use more of your mind and less of the muscles. It is not the person who carries the heaviest of loads that is paid the highest in this world that we live in. There are people that carry loads. Kaya people carry loads more than the banker, but the banker receives more pay than the kaya. The difference is the mind. The difference is the mind. Someone can carry, it's very sad that someone can carry, you see, someone can carry loads for us, and when we reach our destination, they say they will take 5 cities. Then we start to bargain. We'll give them 2 cities. And that time they take it. The difference between the person who carried the load and the one who stays at the bank is the mind. But both of them is work. If you are stuck as a carrier and you are thinking that is the very thing that can prosper you, or that is the secret of life, that you must carry stuff, you must no disrespect to any kind of job, no. But I'm trying to make us understand and to paint, give the real picture of what life is, so that you can be able to understand certain things. It is not the one who prays the most who is more anointed. It is not the one who prays the most who is more anointed. I'm telling you, there are people who pray more than people who are anointed.
My God.
There are mysteries to it. There are mysteries about life. Life itself is a mystery. And if you don't understand the mystery of life, you would be cut off from this life. As a matter of fact, the life that we are living in is a rat race. There are a lot of people who run the race and at the end will place their hands on their head. And they will say, hey, had I known.
My God.
I'm saying that it's the truth though. It's not the one who prays the most who is more anointed. It is not the one who has more. There are people who work at the library, but they are not presidents. People, they are librarians. They are not president too. It means you can stay with books, but yet you cannot rise to certain heights. It is not the one who counts money the most in this world who has more money. The money counting machine would be rated above Jeff Bezos. Hallelujah. Ekia says it's not the one who. Yes, exactly. There are people who pray day and night, but they are not anointed. There are people who can pray and they will sweat, but when you bring something to, no, they can't. They cannot heal the sick. They cannot cause anything to. No, there are principles of life. There are principles of life. There are principles of life. To the glory of God, to the glory of God. This dawn, we are praying for one woman who sent a message to me that their sister's son is lost in Texas. We prayed and they've gone everywhere. They've not seen the guy. Then we prayed one prayer here. We prayed one prayer here. We decreed one declaration. And after that, we anointed the ground to the glory of God. We said by 48 hours, he should be found. Else there is no anointing which is on my life. He called me today. Less than 24 hours, the kid has been found. Their kid has been found. Listen, there are principles, there are mysteries with life. By strength, you will not prevail.
Hey, my God. My God. My God.
There are mysteries with life. There are mysteries with life. Listen, I tell people at times, they are shocked and they are stunned. I'm telling you, someone will carry everything in the market and will come back and will come and have very little to eat and very little to give the descendant. And another person will just be moving around being a supervisor, will carry big money, can raise inheritance for himself, his children, and his children's children. The difference is that one has gotten to a realm and has understand the principles of life and has gotten there and is working for them. You can pray the whole day, you cannot raise the sick. If you don't understand some things in the spiritual realms. The Bible is a book. Do you know the Bible is a book? It's just a book. The atheist reads. The Muslim can read. The Buddhist can read. So the Bible is just a book. When the Bible gets into the mouth of a believer, that is where it becomes powerful. Because the Bible is a book inspired by God, written by people, written about people, and written for people. That is the definition of the Bible. I always say some things that there are two sides of Jesus. That when you miss one, you leave 50% of your abilities here on the earth or in the heavens. There are two sides of Jesus. The first side of Jesus is the person of Jesus. And the second side of Jesus is the principles of Jesus. The person of Jesus is that when you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you are bound for heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you accept the person of Jesus, and you neglect the principles of Jesus, you will be poor on the earth. If you accept the person of Jesus, then you neglect the principles of Jesus. Eh? You will go to heaven, but you will be poor on the earth. People will insult you because of your life. People will look at you and then they will look at the Bible is not real. The Bible talks about a lot of things, the good things, but look at your life. You are a Christian. What is happening about your life? What is real in your life that synchronizes with the Bible? Because you have just embraced the person of Jesus and you've neglected the personality of Jesus. Hallelujah. And there are people who embrace the principles of Jesus and they succeed here on the earth, but they reject the person of Jesus and they'll miss heaven. And they'll miss heaven. Kings and queens. Kings and queens. Life is for observers. Life is for observers. Life is for people who observe. If you don't observe, you are bound not to go anywhere in life. It is not a curse. But if you don't observe, it means that the probability that you would break down on your way to path to life's journey is very, very high. Let me give you another example. If I am moving from this my place to my office, and then I see that the bridge is about breaking, but I don't observe that the bridge is breaking, then I say, oh, I am just going. I have Jesus, and then I go. The probability that one time when I'm coming back or when I'm going, the bridge will break and me, myself, and the vehicle that I'm moving with will fall into the water is very high. That is why I'm saying that life is for what? Observers. Life is for people who observe. If you don't observe, you are bound not to go anywhere. Observe who smiled to you today. Observe the one person who always greets you, but the next day did not greet you. Observe the one who is shaking hands with you. Observe the one who was close to you, but now don't want to get close to you again. Observe. 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 Kings and queens. Observe. Observe the person who loves you. Observe the person who hates you. Observe the person who always wants to give their best to you. Observe the person who wants to lay down their life for you. Observe the person who wants your happiness. Your happiness is their priority. Observe those people. Observe your mentors. Observe those you are mentoring. Observe those you give money to. Jesus said, 10 people came. I prayed for 10 people. 10 lepers were healed. Only one came. It means that Jesus, who is the Son of God, observed. If he did not observe, he would have said, about 10 people were prayed for. Isn't the 10 people I prayed for? It's like I pray for 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 or 15. But Jesus did not say this. He says, I prayed for 10 people. Only one came to thank me. Jesus observed. If you don't observe, you are not going anywhere. Sorry to say that. My God. Observe. Observe.
Be someone who will observe. Be someone who pays attention to details. The character of the people close to you, the character of your enemies, observe. The more you observing power, the more success is bound to happen in your life. Are you getting it? If you are someone who observes, it means that the likelihood that you make it in life is great than the person who does not observe. So when you go through Bible, when you go through scriptures, there are models. There are models. Models are important in the Bible. And the Bible is full of models. And the people that we are going to pick in this our new series,
my God,
are kings and queens. The people that we would learn from in this our series are kings and queens. In line with your assignment, you must observe, you must study, and you must study. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 7. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 7. The Bible says, I have seen slaves on horseback while princes go on foot like slaves. Do you know why these things happen?
Yes,
whenever you see an anomaly in the Bible like this, it means that ignorance is at its peak. Whenever you come into contact with an anomaly in scripture, it means that ignorance is at its peak. How can a slave be riding on a horseback and a prince walking on foot? There are people that God destined them to be at the zenith and the apex of life. But because they did not understand certain things, they did not observe certain things, they could not have knowledge in their minds, and they could not rise up based on the things that they have observed and studied and the principles of life. They are now walking on foot, and slaves are on horseback.
My God.
That is why a lot of atheists are succeeding. A lot of Muslims are succeeding. A lot of Buddhists are succeeding in all spheres of life. And Christians designed to be kings and priests and prophets. And now they are now walking on the floor. On the floor. So the slaves look at the prince walking on the floor, and the slave will question the king and the prince, where is your God? There is an error somewhere. Kings and queens.
And queens.
My God. My God. So you see, when a Christian does not rise to take up these positions that God has destined them to be, if a Christian does not rise to take up this position that God has destined them to be, it is eternally tantamount to someone blaspheming the name of our Lord because of our life and the way we live. The reason why people insult African Christians is because we have all the auditoriums, but systems are not working.
My God.
Your life calls for honor or dishonor. So when someone honors you, it means that something about your life is calling for that. When someone dishonor you, it means that something about your life is calling for that. My God. You see, there are things that is life. That is how life is. You must understand them. No disrespect to our fathers. They have really done well by sending us to school. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when we were growing up, we thought that when you don't go to school, that is why, or that is the reason why you are living that meager kind of life. But growing up, we've seen that there are people that they did not go to school, but they've been able to erect a lot of things and a lot of properties. The secret is not school alone. The secret is not formal education, but the secret is that certain people understood life in a different way, in a different dimension. That is why you can go to all the school, and a time is going to come, someone who did not go to school will rule you. Because that person understands life better. You see, like I said, it is not the person who prays the most who is more anointed. It is not the person who is found at church, every church service, who is more anointed. Jesus walked with 12. Jesus walked with 12 disciples. Jesus walked with 12 disciples. But Jesus never told them that they had great faith. Anytime that Jesus is talking to them, Jesus said, I want to talk to you. I cannot talk to you because you've not grown to certain place whereby I can give you bones. So let me go. When the Holy Ghost comes, He will teach you all things. So the Holy Ghost will come and bring you understanding. But elsewhere, Jesus met a centurion. And Jesus told the centurion that you have great faith. Elsewhere, Jesus met the woman with the issue of blood. And Jesus told the woman with the issue of blood that you have great faith. Even when Jesus was commending His disciples, Jesus said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. It means that even when they were doing better, Jesus knew that it is not by their own thinking. They cannot think for themselves. It is only heavens who can make them say what they are saying. That is why He told Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
My God.
Your level of information determines your lifestyle. Your level of information determines your lifestyle. The more information you have, the more powerful you have. That is why China and the US is fighting over information. That is why there is a battle for 5G. That is why US is blocking Hawaii from developing 5G and becoming globally recognized, because the one who develops the 5G will be the one who have all the information of this world.
My God.
That is why they are fighting. That is why there is this fight. There is that contention, because your level of information determines your supremacy. If you carry more information, you are more supreme.
My God.
Seen something under the sun, and what I saw is that a slave is sitting on horseback, and a prince is going on foot.
Error.
You see, the last time I said something, that your father's lifestyle, your father's failure is a blessing to you.
My God.
Your father's failure is a blessing to you. If I don't explain this, someone will say, hey, your father's failure is a blessing. This is because as you look at your father's mistakes that he did, you can be able to draw your strategy from that. You can be able to draw strategy from where your father was wrong, where your parents was wrong, where this was that. And as you draw that strategy, you escape the thing that brought him down. If your father did not take care of you, it's a blessing to you. It means that it is to you, for you to give good education and good care to your kids. You can be able to, you see, the devil is always painting, or is always measuring on the negative side of the things that happens to us, of our happenings, and he makes us focus on the negative sides, that the things that we can draw out of it, the good stuff, the arguments that we can be able to draw out of it, the wisdom nuggets, the golden nuggets that we can draw out of it, we don't draw, but we focus on the negative side and we harbor anger and bitterness and strife in us. Any person who harbors anger, bitterness, strife cannot rise higher like that, because it will pull you down. It is your mistake and it is your soul. Anytime something touches it, you must scream, Adish! Scream, Adish! Scream, Adish! And you cannot walk and rise up higher and higher. Anytime something bad happens to someone or happens to you, there is a positive side of it. Look for it. Search it. And work on them. That is why we are here, to learn about kings.
Kings and queens.
We will learn what a king is. We will learn the scarcity of kings. Kings are very scarce. Not titles. Don't forget people who have placed titles on themselves. They pick titles. Slay kings. Go and slay. We are talking about kings and queens. We will learn about we will learn about how kings reject their thrones.
My God.
That is abdicated kings. We will learn about the anointings of kings. We will learn about the crownings of kings. We will learn about the dominions of kings. We will learn about the decree and the blessings of kings. We will learn about the visions of kings.
My God.
The wealth of kings.
My God.
People think that we don't need money. We need money.
I can't miss.
Do you know something? Do you know there is a mystery in the king's wealth?
My God.
When you get there, I will teach it. Today is introduction, so I'm just giving you the overview of what you are coming to do. The last time Apostle Joshua Selman said something, that if someone gives you money and the person thinks about the money that he's giving you and he's thinking that, why did I give this money? It means that your life is a failure.
My God.
Do you know that people look at you to give you offering?
Sure, sir.
People look at you, who you are, before they do you good. The Bible says there was a time Queen Sheba came to Solomon. When he came to Solomon, he brought goods, but he determined not to give the goods. So when he came and then he saw the honor and the prestige and the glamour that surrounded King Solomon and the wisdom of King Solomon, then he said that everything he brought, he also brought extra and he gave it to Solomon because of his wealth, his wisdom, and his honor. It was true. It synchronized with the thing that he heard about Solomon. People look at you to do you good. Don't say that people are stingy. No. They have not found and they have not seen the greatness in you. That is why they are not giving to you. There are kings that when you are going to them, you beg them. Nana Mesra. You beg them for them to receive your gift.
My God.
Hey. There are kings that you beg. You go down on your knees and you beg them. Anytime someone gives to you and a person thinks about it, three more times, it means that you have not reached. You have not reached. It means that you have not reached. You should rise to a level that, and I will teach you how to rise to the kingship, how to rise into that dominion and that throne, whereby when someone gives to you, the person feel like, you know, there are people that when you are giving to them, you feel like scanade koni praisa. You first start with an apology. I beg you, this one is something small. Take this for credit.
My God.
But you, the money that you are giving to the person, it is your 1 month salary. But you are begging the person that, oh please, you dear, take this for credit. You are some woman, but who the call anymore? It's fast. Hey God, Maladi. Taladish. The wealth of kings. We will study about the wealth of kings. It's okay. We will study about the wisdom of kings. How a king should be wise. You will know different types of wisdom. Different kinds of wisdom. There are personal wisdom. And there are professional wisdom. Solomon had one of them. That is why a minister can be there. And some slave queen can do her something. Change your. Is it done for me? We have personal wisdom and professional wisdom. There are people that professionally they are wise, but when you meet them personally, you can see that akakakra. Weren't we here when a minister, one prestigious minister we all talk about, we all admire, one slave queen lady made her do some things? You don't know. Do you know that Solomon died?
My God.
In a fetish zone. He died in a fetish zone. Oh yeah. Ewa comfy. Hey. You will learn about the revelations of kings.
My God.
Why is it that Nebuchadnezzar would sleep? And when Nebuchadnezzar is sleeping, God will give Nebuchadnezzar revelations. Why is it necessary? Why is it that a king will sleep and a king will see, will dream and will see the hand of God writing on the wall? Why? Why do kings have revelation? Oh, redeshata, paradoshata, that you may touch my eyes. And I will see them more and them more and them more and them more. Matelo kolobobo, malanda la basiti. Oh Jesus, that you touch my eyes them more and them more and them more. That I would see and I'll have more revelations and I'll have more wisdom and I'll have more honor and I'll have more wealth. We have something we call the heart of a king. The heart of a king. When you go through scripture, there are kings that they had good hearts. There are others that had wicked hearts. There were people that they could not sympathize with some people. There are kings in the Bible that were wicked. The heart of a king.
The heart of a king.
And we will learn why the enemy plays with the heart of a king.
My God.
The heart is one of the most precious commodities in the rulership. of any emperor.
My God.
An empire depends on the heart of a king.
Of a king.
Why? Why did David pray a prayer? And why did David say some things like, "Oh God, let the counsel of Ahithophel become foolishness"? Do you know what God did? God made Ahithophel give the Absalom one of the foolish advice. He turned his heart. The heart of a king is very crucial.
My God.
Kings and queens. We will learn about the strength of kings. The strength of kings. The Bible said David fought all battles, but David never lost a battle.
My God. My God.
Do you know that Solomon did not fight any battle, but his father David fought all the battles. We will learn about inheritance. My David growed. He fought all the battles that Solomon should fight. You see, there are people that in your family, people did not rise. All the kings in your family, they became abdicated. They gave their kingship. They did not fight certain battles. And if you, the more you postpone problems, the more the problems become multiplied, and the more the problem becomes sophisticated, and the more the problem becomes complex, and the more the problem becomes very hard to come by, and the more you can't fight it.
My God.
There are some people that you should grow up to fight certain battles for you, for your kids, for your children, and for your children's children.
Jesus.
The Bible says a good father leaves inheritance for him, for his children, and for his children's children.
My God.
Do you know wisdom, man? It's better than strength.
Sure.
Wisdom is better than strength. Wisdom is better than strength.
Wisdom.
That is why David did not. That is why Solomon did not go to war. David had all the strength. Solomon had all the wisdom.
My God.
And because of Solomon's wisdom, he never fought. You know that the more wise you are, the less fight you have.
So wait.
The more wisdom you have, the less fight you have.
My God.
Those who have wisdom, they don't fight plenty. Their wisdom, that's all the battles for them.
My God.
Wisdom is a weapon.
Jesus.
So if you are fighting plenty, it means that you have not gotten to this kingship. It means that this week, you must kill yourself on this podcast. You must speak your note. Be writing left, right, center. If you're having more battles, it means your strength is high. But your wisdom,
I need more wisdom.
And do you know that you come to the king's world. A lot of Christians think that money is not good. Money is good. Money is good. Money is good. If you have money, some of our prayers will be righteous. The less money you have, the more selfish your prayer is.
My God.
The less money you have, the more selfish your prayer is. See those who don't have money. Oh God. Eradie, me bano school fees. Eradie, me bano. Eradie, visa yo. Eradie, mi yeska. Eradie, Goday, Goddess, and like all their prayer is centered around them. They can't even have time to intercede for somebody. Those who have money when they are praying. Oh God, may you send more laborers into your kingdom. The work is big, but the laborers are few. Send more laborers. Send more laborers. That is how rich men pray.
My God.
You sit there and think. You sit there and think that money is not good.
This week I got some money is good.
My God. Money is good. If you have money, money is the defense. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there was a wise man. Do you know something? If you have money and you have if you are wise and you don't have money, nobody will recognize you. If you are wise and you don't have money, nobody will recognize you. The Bible said there was a man in Ecclesiastes, and there was a war. When the war broke out, the Bible said, when the war broke out, this man used his wisdom to save a whole city.
My God.
But he was not recognized. Do you know why he was not recognized?
My God.
He had no money.
My God.
The wealth of a king. You come to the judgment of kings. The judgment of kings. There are people that their judgment is corrupted. There are people that they cannot judge. Their judgment is tainted. I pray for somebody in the name of Jesus. That this week, in the name of Jesus, you would have
more knowledge
about kings
and queens,
about kings
and queens.
Hallelujah. We would learn about the weaknesses of kings. Every king has a weakness. Presidents have weakness. Heads of state have weakness. Men of God have weakness. Pastors have weakness. Pastor's wife have weakness. We would come and we learn about the fame and the influences of kings. Do you know that fame is good? You see, the misappropriation of fame is evil. Whereby fame eats into you and you think that you are above than anybody. That one is bad. But fame itself is good. I will teach you a place where Jesus used fame to win someone for Christ.
My God.
He did not preach to the person. The Bible said when Jesus ascended from the mountain. He descended from the mountain. Fame of him went about. The mere fact, you know that the Bible says that the word of God is an inspiration of the is the breath of God. So God gave the inspiration. So when holy men were sitting there, God would give them the inspiration to write. So the things that are written in the Bible, it means that they are good and they are profitable for us. So if Jesus did not cancel that person, that fame of him went about, that means that fame is useful. let me come. A time came that the Bible says that when Jesus was preaching, there was a man called Zacchaeus, a short man who was a tax collector, who in our criminal, who in our days is a non-believer. The Bible said that Zacchaeus climbed the sycamore tree. When he was on top, when Jesus went there, do you know what Jesus did? Jesus says, today I will sleep in your house. Jesus did not say John chapter 1 verse 1. Jesus did not say Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Jesus did not say anything about the gospel. Jesus used celebrity visit to win Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus says that, I would give whatever I have stolen back to the people I stole it from. Celebrity visit. Want someone to be in Christ. Is somebody learning something? Is somebody here to learn? Is somebody learning something? Is somebody learning something? Jesus did not talk plenty. He just used celebrity visit to win Zacchaeus. There are some people there. The day that you in your glorious moment, you in your kingship state, if you enter your house, all the house, everybody will become Christians.
My God.
There are people that you don't even need to preach to them. Just because of your prestige and your honor, as you get close to them, they will love to worship the God that you worship. There are a lot of people that have become Muslim. They were Christians. They become Muslims just because they met one great person in the Muslim community. And that was all. Growing up, I grew up in a place whereby there are people that they are Christians by their house. They are like, there is nothing that should make them, because they, one allergy who had wealth, who had honor, who had fame, brought them to their house. They started the tuba to become Muslims. Jesus used celebrating visit. Jesus used celebrating visit. Oh God. And Zacchaeus said, whatever I have stolen, I will give it back. You know, there is mysteries. There are mysteries about kings. There are mysteries about queens. There are mysteries that we should learn. Oh God. You see, that is why I first began by saying that life is for observers.
My God.
Life is for observers. If you don't observe, if you don't watch people who have gone ahead of you, if you don't use the mistakes of people ahead of you, if you are not learning, if you are not watching, and you measure them on kingdom values, on kingdom principles, it is not every advice that you should take.
My God.
There are advice, it's contrary to kingdom values. That one, when you do it and you succeed, it can even become a curse for you. I've said it time and over, that whenever someone tells you, don't care about what people tell you, it's one of the most frivolous advice anybody would give you. It's one of the most frivolous. God bless you, Mrs. Cordelia. Great mysteries. God bless you. Amen. Whenever someone tells you, it's one of the most frivolous advices. Why? Care about what people talk about you. Care about what people think you, who people think you are. Care about what people think you dress. But the issue is that, do not be controlled. It's Monkey, you're welcome, sir. But the issue is that, do not be controlled by what people think of you. Don't be controlled, but care about it. Care about how they think you appear. Care about what they think about you. But do not be controlled
Is it my brother Ismon? Is he so inspired, bro? Okay. Hallelujah. Have a lot of family members here. Okay, Papa. Okay, big bro. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. So be concerned what people think about you. Be concerned where you are, what people think you, where people think you are going. Be totally concerned about everything that people think about you. It's very crucial. It's very crucial. It depicts the influence that kings have, the fame that kings have. The fame that kings have. You must have influence. There are times before we win people, we must give them influence. It is not everybody that can evangelize to everybody. It will take a Michael Essien to minister to a Cristiano Ronaldo. It will take a Kaka to baptize a Lionel Messi. No. Not someone who plays for Azakes. No. Not someone who plays for Azakes. Not someone who plays for Asante Kotoko. You cannot meet Messi anywhere to even share the gospel. We need people. We need people who have influence in the kingdom of God to affect every corner. We need people in sports who are grounded, who are kings, who will be kings in the sports arena to be able to win people who are in sports for Jesus. We need people who will be good in the entertainment industry. There is one person I follow in Ghana. He's called Kewa. The guy is very good. He preach, he do a lot of things. I follow him. And he plays beat. I love him. And there are times people think that it takes only such a person who can go to Stone Boy or Sarkodie and go and share the gospel.
My God.
If Dinah someone goes, they will not listen.
My God.
My brother says, iron sharpens iron. Yes, you cannot sharpen someone. No. We need influence. Jesus only took a celebrity visit to win Zacchaeus into the kingdom of God. Just a celebrity visit. Jesus did not preach. Jesus did not talk. Jesus did not say anything. The mere fact that Zacchaeus knew that this is the man who talks to Pilate. This is the man that is making Herod shake. This is the man who has influence in the corridors of power. Zacchaeus, the woman Zacchaeus. Jesus talked to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus says, today, me, I have given my stolen money back to people. Back to people. Back to people. We would come to the grace and the generosity of kings. You see, there are people that they abdicated their thrones. We call them abdicated kings. We will study about them. Abdicated kings. They despise their throne. Recently, I think Prince Harry. Prince Harry, yes. Prince Harry and the wife. Is it Meghan? Yeah. They wanted to abdicate their throne and abdicate all the privileges that Buckingham Palace gives them. There are a lot of people that they are like that. We need the grace and the generosity of kings. And the generosity of kings. There are people dying in slums. There are people dying of hunger. There are people dying of poverty. There are people dying of these things. It takes only kings. Kingdom kings, not slave queens. Kingdom kings and queens. To be able to extend grace and extend their generosity to them. There are times, it is not Matthew chapter 5. It is
the gift you gave me.
My God.
It is the food you bought to me.
My God.
There are people that no matter what they say, you must give attention to them because their life has become their life and their generosity and their grace, their benevolence has become very pivotal in your life. That no matter what they say, whether it goes against your principles or your decrees, you must obey them. You must obey them. Their grace and their generosity speaks in your life. It has become volumes. It speaks volumes in your life. It speaks things in your life that you have no, you have nothing to say than to surrender to them. And we need people like that in the kingdom. We need people who have influence, who give liberally, who give without having anything, who give generously. The kingdom is not like that. And yet there'll be an Matthew. There are times you say, John chapter, yo, you can't go to junkies, you can't go to the ghettos, and you start preaching. You must sit with them. You must give them food. If you want them to stop, they're drinking. That, you see, when you see someone drinking, be so slow to judge. When you see someone promiscuous, when you see someone who has alcohol and everything and is in the slum, be very slow to judge such a person. Be very slow. Be very, very slow to judge. You see, when you share the word of God to such a person, and the person becomes a Christian, and you go, the person will go back. The person will go back. This is because you did not give, you did not sustain the person. You did not sustain the person with grace and your generosity. There are times what the person needs is $50, it's $100, it's 20 Ghana cedis, it's a plot of land, it's a shelter, it's a roof, it's cloth. So we need generous kings. It gets to a time where the name of Jesus is foolishness in the ears of some people. The only thing that can take that kind of wool in their ears is your generosity. If you want them, if you want the name of Jesus to resonate in their life, then take the wool. Then take the wool off their ears. Give them food. Give them shelter. Give them clothes. Be gracious to them. Be generous to them. They will listen to our gospel.
Hallelujah.
We will learn about the generosity of kings. We will also learn about the king's counselors. Hallelujah. The Bible said there was one time a king in Jerusalem, Judah. The Bible said he had wise men that they ruled with his fathers. Old men. But this guy did not listen to the advice of these people. He went to his peers and he says, and they told him, tell them if their father was beating them with this, For we are coming to beat them with scorpions. Hey. The Bible says when he did that, the people were angered, they raged, they were angered and they attacked. Who is advising you as a king? You will learn about that. Who is your ear? The many mistakes of many men of God, especially prophet of God, is that they don't have anybody who has a say in their life. So even if they are doing wrong, they have nobody to counsel them. They have nobody to coach them. They have nobody to mentor them. One sign of a proud person is someone without a mentor. If you have no mentor, you are not going anywhere.
My God.
Who is mentoring you in finance? Who is mentoring you in religion? Who is mentoring you in prophetics? Who is mentoring you in preaching? Who is mentoring you in sports? Who is mentoring you in your field of work? Who is your mentor when it comes to education? Who is your mentor when it comes to politics? If you have no mentor, you are proud.
My God.
The last time I heard that Archbishop had one woman, one old woman in the room. And what the old woman does is that, for the old woman, she does not do anything. She eats, she drinks. Archbishop provides everything she needs, house, accommodation, what? Everything the woman. And do you know what the woman does? She's always praying for Archbishop. Always praying. So Archbishop seldom goes there. So when she when he goes there, the woman will be telling him things at the course of prayer. Who is your backbone?
My God.
Who is in your life that when something comes, you can run to? Where is your refuge? Where is your refuge? Who can be able to look you in the face and rebuke you? Even at the apex of your faith. I was shocked. You know, there are times your mentor should not be someone who it can be someone that there are times you are more successful than.
My God.
Go and check Elevation Church. Elevation Church has more YouTube subscribers. Pastor Stephen Fettig has more Instagram followers. He has everything than the Potter's House. Yet they are modeled after the Potter's House. Elevation Church is modeled after the Potter's House. Who is advising you?
My God.
Who is your ear? Waso anyone? Waso anyone? Why now? If you are found in the, you see, your conversation is determined by your company. Your conversation is determined by your company. I'm not friends with them. We just talk. The people you are talking to on WhatsApp, they are the same people you are talking to on Instagram. They are the same. You are saying they are not your friends. They are your friends. They are your company. Your conversation is determined by your company. If you are moving along with 5 billionaires, the probability that you'll be the next, the sixth billionaire is high. If you are working with 7 frivolous people, I mean to say 7 fools, the probability that you'll be the 8th fool is high. Who counsels you? Who determines for you? Who coach you? Who is your coach?
My God.
Who is your mentor? Who can tell you raw words without filtering it?
My God.
There are some people, but before you talk to them, you must think about it. You must screen it. You must go through the. You must filter it, because you don't know how they will take it. But there are some people, when you're talking to them, you tell them raw. Those are the people that you know that you are mentoring. And this person will not take offense with what you are saying. You cannot hurt someone who is wet and not become wet. Definitely you become wet. If you stay where there is, people are smoking. Even if you don't smoke, when you leave, you will have smoke around you.
My God.
We will learn about that. Then we will learn about the king's war. Kings go to war. Where is your battle? Where is your battleground? Do you know your battleground? Are you aware of your enemy? Do you know the weapons of your enemy? Do you think that everybody smiling with you actually wants you good? What is your strategy against your enemy?
My God.
Are you always the one? Are you always the one who will be at the oppression? You are always oppressed before you attack. You will never attack on your own. No. What is your strategy? What victories have you won already? Your last loss. What lessons have you derived from your last loss? What lessons have you derived from your last loss? There are some people in their life. They've been losing the same battle for long, and they have decided not to change their strategy.
My God.
Hey, kings don't do that. The moment a king is defeated, a king is killed. You don't leave the battleground with your life. One loss means that one death of a king. Just like that. So there are some people, they have died, they have redied, they have extra died, exponentially died and died and died, died and died, died, dead and died, died, dead, 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 dead. My God. They have died, sir. And then I'm here, man. Come on. Physically. My God and my Father. 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 You see, battles are important. What lessons have you drawn from your last loss? The strategy that you use for your last loss, is it the same strategy you are sending? Don't you think there is something wrong with it that you should correct? Your father did this and did not succeed. Your mother did this and did not succeed. Your great grandfather did this and did not succeed. Don't you know? Haven't you seen the pattern? Haven't you seen the pattern? The pattern. Haven't you observed the pattern? What strategy are you throwing? And what weapons are you sending for the war?
My God.
I heard of this funny joke, this story between this Ashantis and Fantis, and then I learned that Ashantis they did something to the Fantis, and then the Fantis were throwing, instead of throwing guns, they were throwing dokuno. Was my born dokunutu. There are some people dokunutu kwa no moto dokunutu kwa dokunutu kwa bullets no dokunu kwa, and you are feeding up. You are feeding the enemy.
My God.
And the enemy is fed. Kente gun. I born dokunutu. The enemy. When you look at the enemy, they are open, and their opponent have become touchy. Now, France is saying, "Asad until U.S."
My God.
Where did the when you body?
Ghana.
That's what Ghana. The opponent, you know, until it's sassy, be sassy. As when you body said the until U.S. The opponent, oh, Obi Aseka until Choco, Aseka who now do that? Bones, Ewo. Because of
the weapons that they have not checked, they are feeding their enemy. Their enemy have become touching. Where did the man of fire say? Then we will learn about the king's provision. Where is your source of strength? Where is your source of provision? Who provides for you? Who works for you? The people around you, they are your provision. What are you doing to them? How are you treating them? They are your source of provision. They are the people that provide you with bricks. The Bible said that. And the king of Egypt told the Israelites to produce bricks. But the king did not provide them with straws. And the Bible says that the Israelites produced less quantity. They could not even produce any bricks because there was no straw. Your provision, you must provide, you must give to those that provide for you. The people in your life that they give you your raw materials, you must give them, you must provide for them, you must take care of them. They are your source of provision. If you cut your source of provision, you have no sustenance as a king. There are kings that the moment the plague started to soar, reach a height, they thought they have reached. And instead of maintaining gravity, they said, fuck gravity. And they are going. You know that they are higher, free. The rest of the journey means crash.
My God.
Crash. Is somebody learning something? I have 6 minutes. Let me end. I have 6 minutes. Is somebody learning something? The kings and queens. We will come to the pitfalls of kings. The pitfalls of kings. There are people that when people fall, they look at them, then they smile. Kings don't relate like that.
My God.
Kings don't do that. Kings don't do that. Kings don't do that. They watch your pitfalls. The pitfall of your predecessor must be to your advantage.
My God.
And we come to the requirement of kings. We come to the king makers. We come to the prayer of kings. That she say, Uncle Ben can preach. Ish. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. You know, it is high time Christians come back. We use all the things, the weapons, all the strategies, all the mind. Do you know? You check the ecosystem. When you check the ecosystem, right? Find every animal, and you see that every animal is having a uniqueness.
My God.
When you check the lion roar. When the lion roar, every animal within their stipulated mile range, they shake because the lion is roaring. The lion is roaring. When you check the cheetah cannot roar, but the cheetah can run, and run, can run, 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 run. When you check the eagle cannot roar, the eagle cannot run, but the eagle can soar. So the eagle surrounds itself with conditions that will make it soar. What advantage did God give the humans?
My God.
Your mind. Faith does not mean absent of your mind. Faith does not mean do not use your mind.
My God.
As a matter of fact, faith is a product of knowledge.
Jesus.
Maybe I should prove it. Faith,
yes,
is a product of knowledge. Knowledge is the mind. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. So knowledge, if you hear, you have knowledge. If you hear, it goes to your mind. If you hear, you have knowledge. And the Bible says faith comes by hearing. So faith is a product of knowledge. Your mind. It is high time Christians embrace this knowledge that is it is hidden in the Bible. Me, when I pick the Bible and you are here, you know.
Sure.
I pick Bible, I pick books, I read, I pick Bible. I'm always reading, I'm always picking. I pick the Bible and I see the Bible as there is no, the Christians should be the wisest people on earth. An atheist should not point to us and say that we are not wise. We are more wiser than them. We read the words of God. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Who is with you in the beginning? The Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word gained root. The reason why the Word gained root, and the Bible says that darkness could not comprehend even the Word and the light, is because the Word was with God. Anybody who is with God, who is with you at your beginning?
My God.
The one with you at your beginning determines your outcome.
My God.
If you are with the Word of God, imagine what it can be. If you are with the Word of God, imagine what the Word of God can do for your life. The Bible says he sent forth his word, and his word healed our diseases, he healed our infirmities. The Word of God, 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 the Word of God. Stay with the Word, be rooted in the Word of God, love the Word of God, love knowledge. Love, the Bible says in Proverbs 4 verse 17, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. In all thy gettings, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. In all thy gettings. It means that there are other gettings, but as all the other gettings, make sure you add wisdom to that gettings. As you are acquiring degrees, and now your degrees are more than the thermometer.
My God.
Make sure that the degree is just knowledge. But wisdom comes from God. And it comes from the Word of God. Wisdom comes from God.
Wisdom
comes from the Word of God. You see, if you have wisdom, your prayer is balanced.
My God.
There are people that they don't receive answers to their prayers because they lack wisdom. They are praying amiss. They don't know what to pray. What they are praying, that is not the right way to pray. At times, it takes the mercies of God. God looks at our effort and say, "Oh, the ubo bi binti from mimobro hunu."
My God.
Amenya ma okeke. Eti oche ni mobro hunu mu na etode bia. Because we've neglected knowledge and we've neglected wisdom. Lift up your hands and pray. And you are praying and you are telling your God that, oh God, that, oh God, as this kings and queens ends,
as
the series ends,
Jesus,
in the name of Jesus, may I have knowledge, may I have understanding, may I have knowledge, may I have understanding to the glory of God. Let your wisdom come, let your glory come, let your wisdom come, let your glory come, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Place your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. I decree the message of God over you. May you be wise. May you be wiser than your enemies. May you be wiser than your peers. May you be wiser than your peers. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be wiser than your peers. Be wiser than the people around your life. Be wiser than your enemies. Be wiser than your age. Be wiser than your time. Be wiser than your age. Be wiser than your time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Go and impact your world. For you are blessed.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know you can be wiser than your age?
My God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Wisdom is not age. As a matter of fact, it was expected that age, people think that age is proportional to wisdom, but it's not so.
My God.
You can be wiser than your age.
My God.
You can be 15 years. But he carried the mindset of someone who has lived life and is repeating life again. My brother Jonathan says that, Ben, you would come and wake up and revive the UK in Jesus' name. Amen. You would minister before great people, even royals, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. My God. My God. Amen, my sister. Akia, the Lord bless you. Amen, mommy. The Lord bless you, pa. You can be wiser than your age and than your peers. The Lord bless each and every person. I want to announce to you that this evening, this dawn, so the United States is 11, but this dawn we are having a sparkling dew. That is where all the miracles is happening. We prayed and someone who is missing, they have searched. Police have gone around. They have gone in Texas, in the United States. The woman of God contacted me back doors. When she contacted me, we prayed a prayer here at dawn. We poured oil on the ground and we decreed that if there is oil on my life,
my God,
within 48 hours, let the person be found. By God's, I even changed it that 48 hours is plenty.
My God,
we reduced it to 24 hours. And it came to pass.
My God.
We prayed for some people that people should receive alerts, mobile money. By God's grace, they have received it. I received two testimonies from two different people testified about strange money hitting their account. The Lord is doing wonders. And someone also commented from UK. A person said that she had a sickness with the leg. By prayer, the Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Till we meet again, let us grow together. Bye bye.
May it be.